This free MP3 is brought to you by HappyWife.com to help you create the marriage of your dreams.
So this is part two for communication. And what class is this all together? What section? The fifth one. So what have we learned so far? The first thing we learned is men and women are?
Different.
Different. How different?
Very different.
What's the difference? Women are relationship beings. Men are not. Well, if men are not relationship beings?
They need a job.
Man, what's your job?
To make your wife happy.
To make your wife happy. When? All the time. How do you make her happy? Three A's. Attention, affection, appreciation. Women, what are the two things you need to know about a man? One is humongous ego with legs. And what does an ego need? Stroke, over the top. And what else do you have to know about men? Give him a break because he will never really fully understand you as a woman. So you got to give him a break. Now, I know that sometimes there are people who don't like the drilling I do at the beginning of each session, but that's okay. Because six months from now, you will have it in your head based on the drilling, and it's going to stay with you, right?
I have friends who took this course when you started, and they're still saying men and women are, and they're still doing it.
With the same intonation. Different. So different. And you'll get it, and you'll see it works. My son has these little braces. Sort of a biplate kind of braces things, and he chewed on a carrot today, and the wire went like this. So we had to go to orthodontist for an emergency meeting, but he's out of town. So what do you do? So they have an arrangement, so they go to other orthodontists. So I took him to this new orthodontist who was sort of filling in as an emergency, and I walk in there, and he was a graduate of this seminar, and I walk in there, hey, how are you? Great, how are you doing? Excellent. He goes, come here, I want you to see something. I say, what? He pulls me into the back of his office where his hygienist is there and his other people, assistants, and whoever is there, and he says, okay, listen up. What are the three A's? And they all go, attention, affection, appreciation. And he starts running through it with them. And his whole staff is fluent in this entire course. Hilarious. So you're going to be doing it, and you're going to be doing it in your sleep by the end of the eighth week. But you'll see a year from now, 2 years from now, it'll still be in your mind very, very fresh. He was telling me about the notes that he still writes for his wife. After it's 2 years since he's done it. Really neat ideas of where he puts the notes. He says he puts them on. He told me he writes a note and puts it in a credit card. puts the note on the credit card and then slips it back in her wallet so that when she goes to the store, she takes out the credit card, she looks and there's a note there from her. Isn't that lovely? What did the note say? Don't spend so much money, right?
Does he make phone calls too?
Sure, the guy's my star, apparently. He's the star. So last week, we started talking about the communication section, which lasts 4 weeks. Last week was communication skills one. This is communication skills two. Next week is how to have a good fight. And the week after that is the last of the communication, which is intimacy in marriage. So let's get on with communication skills. Before we do that, we'd have to do a quick review of last week's class. It's very important because it leads right into this week's class. We learned last week that if men and women are different, it makes sense that they therefore speak different
languages.
Now, the different languages that they speak, women use words as relationships. Men use words as
words.
So if women use words as relationships, and women love relationships, therefore women love
words.
And the way women communicate with words is they use words to connect. Words are what they use in order to connect. The greater the words, the more words, the greater the connection. That's why women are extremely indirect, and they speak around an issue, around an issue, around an issue, around an issue. in order to feel the connection before they get to the point, because the connection was the point most of the time. Men, we learned last week, do not use words like this. How do men use words? As words. In other words, we use words to communicate a point, to get a point across, not to connect. So now when a man and a woman have to speak to each other, what generally happens is that the woman is using the words to connect, and the man just wants the words for words' sake, and he's getting frustrated, and she's getting frustrated. So we just learned that what you have to do is, man, step in there, do your job, open yourself up, and allow the woman to use the words to help you connect, because that's what she needs from you. And women, you know he's a man, and therefore you must give him a bit of a break. He's not a woman, and don't use as many details. We also learned last week about why in a relationship women tend to nag. The wives tend to nag their husbands. We had two points of view. The woman's point of view, which is, why do women tend to nag their husbands? Because the men don't listen. On the other hand, we said, well, how come women tend to nag their husbands? Because they don't communicate to them in a way that they understand. They keep saying the same thing over and over and over and over again, thinking that he'll get it, when really he doesn't get it at all. And this is our launching point for today. Any questions about last week? Oh boy. It'll be one of those nights. Okay. Great. So where I want to start with this week's is I want to start talking about how to communicate with each other when there's an issue. When there's an issue in the relationship, how do you talk to each other? How do you communicate with each other? It doesn't matter what the issue is. So let's start out with, pardon?
Usually screams and swears.
Okay, that's an effective way of communicating. It kind of, you know what, how effective it is? Kind of like my 1-year-old daughter. She was sitting in her high chair today and she wanted some water tonight at dinner. She wanted some water. And we were kind of, you know, it was a busy family. We were kind of ignoring her a little bit. And so she's, and then all of a sudden she's, and we all turned to her and then she held up her cup. And I said to her, that's extremely effective communication skills, sweet thing. So that's kind of the swearing and stuff. Okay. So let's discuss when a woman has an issue versus when a man has an issue. An issue, a problem, something that they need to work out. How often, men, does your wife have an issue that she needs to work out, a problem that she has to discuss with you? How often does that happen? Every day? What do you think? Every day? Pretty much? Yeah, why is that? How come women have so many issues they have to discuss?
They think too much.
I don't know if I'm going to go there with you on that one, brother. They think too much. Why do they have so many issues? Every day, every second day. You take care of everything. So the men just have their little job, and you take care of absolutely everything else, so things are going to come up. So therefore, you have all these issues. I know, I'm telling you that every man just goes through this at some point in his marriage. His wife, always, it happens with every couple, his wife, he comes home from work, he comes home, she comes home, whatever it may be, and they count to each other after not being, and then what's the first thing that he sees from her? Another issue. And yesterday there was one also, and the day before there was one, and the day before that there was one. And every man, when he starts seeing a pattern like this, believes honestly that he got a defect. Like, what's with this lady? How did I get the one woman that constantly has an issue she has to just, Every day it's something else. Not only, sometimes not even every, sometimes twice a day. Sometimes three times a day. You call her, what's going on? Oh, there's an issue. And you come home and there's an issue. Why do women do that? Why do women have so many issues? Well, first thing, gentlemen, you didn't get a defect. You did not. All women are like this, with exceptions, and for a very good reason, for an excellent reason. And I'm going to tell you what that reason is. But in order to understand what the reason is, we have to understand how to speak to a woman when she has an issue. Let's make an issue. So let's say you come home, and your wife's there, or your wife comes home, and you're there, and you notice right away that she has an issue. She's dealing with something. Pick it up right away. So what do you do, gentlemen?
Run away.
Run as far away as you can. Oh, maybe she didn't see me. Run upstairs. You step up there. You see she has an issue. What do? You walk up to her and you say, honey, I notice something's bothering you. That's a really good start. That's a really good start. So then she starts telling you something. What's she going to tell you? Let's make up an issue. You can't believe what happened to me today at work. You know, so-and-so, the co-worker, she stole one of my clients and then embarrassed me in front of the client, and I'm just so upset that she did that to me. That's the issue. Whatever. It doesn't have to, whatever the issue is, it's always an issue. Let's say that's the issue. What's the first thing that's going through the man's mind?
So what?
No, first thing is, thank God it's not me.
Yeah.
Okay, honey, I'm ready to deal with the issue now because it's not me. Okay, great. So let's say, so he steps in there and he says, so he listens to your story. He listens to your story. And what does he want to do being a man? It's one of two things is going
to
happen.
Right,
absolutely. The first thing he's going to want to do is solve the problem. So let's play it out. How does he want to solve the problem? She did what? You know, I know Bob, your boss. And I'm going to call him right now. I'm going to have him fired because nobody treats my woman like that and gets away with it. And he walks towards the phone and he starts. And as he walks towards the phone, the wife turns to him and says, stop. You just don't get it. And then he turns around and, with a look of statement of the obvious. Obviously, I don't get it. What's the other thing he might do besides trying to solve it? That's the same sort of thing. What else might he do? Give her advice is the same sort of thing. Huh?
Minimize it.
Excellent. This is what he'll say. Something like, you know, honey, when you went into business, I told you business is, you know, a rat race. It's cutthroat, dog-eat-dog world out of there. You got to have a thick skin. That's what it's like out there in the business world. Effectively doing what? Dismissing completely, patronizing or dismissing completely her emotions and what she's feeling. You see, you got to appreciate, ladies, you got to appreciate that a lot of the times that you have an emotion or you're feeling something the way you're feeling it so deeply, when a man perceives that, he doesn't understand that it's a real emotion. Because in his mind, it's just like, get over it. It's not such a big deal. But for you, it is a big deal. So you've got to clue him into that. Wait a minute. When your wife has an issue, when she has something she's dealing with, you must love communicating with her. Love communicating with her. Love is an acronym. L-O-V-E. L-O-V-E. You got to love communicating with her. L stands for?
Listen.
We're going to talk about listening skills. O stands for? Well, I don't have anything for O, actually. V is validate her feelings. And E, empathize. You have to listen, validate, and empathize when she has an issue. Listen, validate, and empathize. So let's go through it with the listening, validating, and empathizing. So how do you listen to her? How do you listen to her? She wants to talk to you. What do? You get in there, you look at her, you assume the position, right, with the eye contact. Absolutely. Then what? You let her talk. And while she's talking, what should the man do? What's happening? Not much.
Just acknowledge it.
Acknowledge it. Right? Because what happens when a woman starts talking and starts going on with, you know, going on with the issue and talking, you know, around the point, going on with this issue, the man is going to be thinking of the right response. And what do we know when a man is thinking of the right response? There's two things. One is he's not listening because he's thinking of what he should say. And two,
he's trying to solve it.
Well, the one thing that he's not listening, but two is when he gives the right word, and when he gives the word, what's it going to be? Oh, isn't that true? It's going to be the wrong word. She's going to be telling you something, and you're going to throw in a, who knows what you're going to say. You're going to say something, and she's going to go, why did you say that? What do you mean? This is that, it's totally wrong response. So what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to give you what's called the five magic listening words. It's the five magic listening words. You use these five words when your wife has an issue with you. Guaranteed that she will feel incredibly listened to. Of all the tools I give you in the entire course, you can implement this one starting today, and you'll see the biggest results the fastest with this tool, the five magic listening words. So here they are. I would take notes on these words if I were you, because you do not want to forget them. Here are the five words. Just turning to the right page. I want to make sure I get them right, so I'm reading them for you. The five magic listening words. Here they are. I'll say them again because I don't think you got them. So how do they work? First of all, you got to know something about these words. I practice them on everybody. I really do. I practice them on everybody. I've been using them on you for 5 weeks. And I've been practicing, and I practice on absolutely everybody so that when I do it with my wife, I'm good at it. Let me tell you something about these five magic listening words. There's one caveat. There's one limitation to these words. If your wife knows you're using them, you're doing them wrong. You have to get so good at them that she doesn't know you're using them. So let's practice for a second here. I'll be the woman. You can't believe what happened to me. Come on, we can do better than that. We'll try it again. You can't believe what happened to me. I was at work, and so-and-so, she stole my client. And I feel like it was such a betrayal. And she embarrassed me when I was in front of the boss. Okay, needs work a little bit. But you get the idea. You get the idea. Why are they so important, these words? What's so important about them? Because you are opening yourself up. When you start thinking about how to respond, you've closed your mind up. You're not really listening. When you open your mind up and you say, okay, I'm gonna just try and grunt the appropriate try and grunt the appropriate emotion that she's feeling at the time, it will encourage her to talk more and feel that you're there with her. Now, once she starts talking through the issue, and she starts going through it, and you can't believe it happened, and you start going through the ums and ahs really, like really well, at the end of it, what's going to happen? She's going to stand up, she's going to give you a huge hug, and she's going to walk away and go, thank you so much, I feel so much better. And every man's going to give one of these. What just happened? We didn't solve anything. We didn't work through anything. But most of the woman's issues in her life that she wants, that every day, you said, a woman has them. Most of the issues that she has, most of them are all about getting you to connect through those issues. The issues are not the issues. The issues are a vehicle for her to feel that you're with her, that you're connecting to her. That's most of the issues, almost all of them. And they're solved when she feels that you're there for her. That's almost all her issues. So now you walk in and she has an issue. What do? You say, great, here's an opportunity for me to show her that I'm connecting to her. So you step in there and you say, great, what's the matter, honey? Okay, and you do it really well. So she doesn't even know you're doing it. And then she feels great afterwards that you were there for her, that she connected to you through those words. That's the L. Listen. V, validate. You got to validate her feelings. How do you validate her feelings? After you've listened and she's gone through her story, after you've done that, you have to validate her feelings. How do you validate her feelings? What do you do to validate her feelings? That's it. You have to make her feel, excellent, tell her feelings are okay. You have to make her feel that what she's feeling is an appropriate emotion. I understand the way you feel. If I were you, I would feel the same way too. You have to communicate that. You see, you got to appreciate, gentlemen, your wife is going to ask you, you're going to be umming and awing, and you're going to be doing it very well, and then your wife's going to ask you, so what do you think? What do you feel about that? What do you think about that? What's the one thing you know when your wife asks you that? What's the one thing she does not want?
A disagreement.
No, she doesn't want that. Judgment, that's very good. She doesn't want that. She doesn't want a solution. But when she asks you for your opinion, what's the one thing she doesn't want?
Your opinion.
She could care less about your opinion. We all know that you're God's gift to earth. We all know that you guys are amazing and that you have the solution for her at your fingertips. But when she has an issue to discuss and she's asking you, so what do you think? What's your opinion on this? 99% of the time, what does she want? Validation. She wants you to validate her emotion. She doesn't care about your opinion on the subject. She cares about how you feel about the way she feels about what she's going through. That's true. There are some times that you do want the opinion. So I would say that is 1 in 100, perhaps. Maybe a little more, maybe a little less. And when it, you know what happens? I tell the gentlemen, err on the side of caution. Don't give your opinion unless she asks for it. This is what I do in my own marriage. I say to my wife, she says, so what do you think about this? And I say, well, honey, I think that the way you feel, whatever words I use, I think the way you feel is very valid in the way you feel, whatever terminology I say. So then she'll say, what's your opinion on? And I say to her, are you asking me for my opinion? Then she says, yes. Then I say, are you sure? And only after I say that do I really give my opinion on the subject. Because almost always when she asks me, when I think she's asking me for my opinion, she's not asking for my opinion. She's asking for validation. And the time that she really wants my opinion, she will ask it in a way that makes me known that she wants my opinion. And then I'll give my opinion, but only after I ask, are you sure? Yeah. So the question was, what about if your wife comes home from work and she says, I feel like such an idiot for what happened today at work? Would it be right to validate her feelings in that circumstance?
It wouldn't be. I'm arguing that it
would. Wouldn't be. Well, I'm going to argue that it's still okay. See, a woman's ego works different than a man. It's for her, it's refreshing that you understand how she feels in that circumstance anyway. Yet, you know, I understand. I would also feel that way in that circumstance. You don't say, yes, honey, I see you are an idiot. Obviously not. But for her, you would never respond that way. But for her, you could still say to her, you say, if I was in that circumstance, I would feel the same way too. And by her feeling that you feel what she's feeling, a lot of the time the problem goes away. Because most of the woman's issues are about finding someone to bond through it. Once that most of the time the issues go away.
I just think that would make her feel worse. But I understand.
As a man, it would make you feel worse. Which we're going to talk about on the flip side in a few seconds. So I know what you're talking about. But as a woman, that's not the case. It's not. Listen. Validate. What's the third one?
Empathize.
Empathize. How does empathize? What does empathize mean?
You put yourself into somebody else's shoes.
Put yourself in and try and make yourself feel what she's feeling. I know it's a hard one, but you got to put the effort in to try and make yourself feel what she's feeling. Listen, validate, empathize. Validate is what you're feeling is an appropriate emotion, and then empathize is I would feel that way too. I'm trying to feel what you feel now so I can be there for you. Once you listen, validate, and empathize, 90% of her issues go away. That's how she works through her issues. By finding someone to talk to who will listen, validate, and empathize. That's how a woman works through most of her issues. It's not about solution being solution-oriented and saying, okay, how do we take care of the problem? The problem's not a problem most of the time. The problem's an opportunity to connect most of the time.
What if you disagree with her?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what about if you strongly disagree?
What if you disagree with her? Disagree with what? We don't care about your opinion. Right? Your opinion means nothing. You try to. You obviously don't. You're trying to be there for her. It's not about how you feel. It's about you getting in touch with the way she feels.
What if you're in touch with the way she feels, but you totally disagree with what she's...
How can you disagree with the way she feels? It's kind of like the kid going, you know, my daughter, she's got a very hot temperament. So we go, you know, we go outside, and it's fairly cold outside. And she says, you know, I'm really hot. Can I take off my coat? You're not hot! It's cold outside. You can't be hot.
I don't know.
How can you? I disagree with the way you feel.
Okay, to use your example, the lady stole, somebody stole, the client or whatever.
Yeah.
What if the other lady was right? What if you talked through it, you listened, you felt, you whatever. The other lady was right. It was her client or whatever. You know what I mean?
So what?
So you don't say nothing?
Of course not. Why would you ever, ever say that? You would never, ever say, we don't, let me try to be like as direct as possible for the men. We don't care about your opinion. It's not important. Your opinion makes no difference. Your job is to listen, validate, and empathize. Once she's dealt with the issue or the problem, at that point, if she wants to take it to the next level and say, okay, now, is there a solution to this? Can we talk about this? But she's already worked it out. Then you could say to her, well, you know, and then you could talk to her. Yeah.
Supposing you're doing this and you're actually empathizing and you're listening and you're validating, which I was doing. My kids had a needle today and it didn't go very well. My kids, you know, but I mean, it's still, the conversation doesn't necessarily end. It's still going on and you've done that. And I felt, I understood. I mean, at what point, you know, what happened to the filling up part? Like, you know, I think that those are practical suggestions, but supposing, you know, it doesn't necessarily gonna...
Wasn't your full up.
No, I understand. Yeah, it's a good question. What if she's discussing an issue and she's taking so long that to get to the point... And you've done the three things. You've listened, validated, and empathized. You've done the three things, but now you're full up and she needs more, but you can't give it to her. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, essentially. We're following the plan.
You're following the plan. So two things. One is that you have to listen, validate, and empathize more clearly. Because generally it doesn't, when a woman has an issue, she usually doesn't speak as long if she feels that you're getting it. As opposed to last week. No, you have the capacity to get in there and listen, validate, and empathize so that she will say, ah, he gets it. You do have the capacity. What if you're not? What if she didn't? So you got to revert to what we spoke about last week. Say, honey, I know that you have this issue, but I'm full up. Can we get back to this in about 15 minutes? I want to be there for you, but I'm not going to be it. And try that approach. Yeah.
So you never offer opinion then, even
never.
Later on?
No.
Unless she asks for it.
Unless she asks for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Honesty doesn't have a lot to do with this technique.
Honesty does not have a lot to do with this technique. This technique... How is not giving your opinion dishonest?
Well, just listening and giving those sounds and going, I feel for you or I agree with you, no matter whether you do or you don't, is not necessarily being honest. It's just...
Again, I'm going to ask you a question. If your wife is feeling something, and you're trying... to see how she feels and be there for her in her feelings. How's that dishonest?
It's only dishonest
if you're focusing on yourself and saying, I don't feel that way,
but
and that's not validating.
In your example, you said, honey, I know how you feel. I'd feel the same way. And then she said, well, what do you think? Do you really want my opinion? It's almost as if you're giving her, because, you're sure you really want to hear what I have to say?
Because most of the time the women don't want your opinion. As a man, when somebody says, you want my opinion, you go, okay, let's have your opinion. Give it to me. Give it to me straight. But when a woman asks for your opinion, she doesn't want your opinion most of the time. She wants your validation.
Line that I'm not necessarily seeing, but okay.
It's okay. Think about it. Yeah, one more question, and I'm going to go to the other side, and we'll take more questions after that. Yeah.
The part where I think you might fall into this dishonesty thing is if you think that she was wrong or that she shouldn't feel that way, you want to validate her feelings, and you said that you should say, look, I think that you're entitled to feel that way, or I agree that you should feel that way. But if I don't think she should feel that way, if I ever do get to the opinion section, and I may not, but if I ever do, and she asks me for my opinion, and in that point I would say, you know, I really think you were out of line and you shouldn't feel that way, but I didn't say that before. Well, now I've contradicted myself.
Right. So let me tell you, at that point now, you just became the problem. You have a whole new issue to work out.
So how can I say,
you don't,
I think you're entitled to feel the way you're feeling, when I really don't think that?
How can you tell your wife what's appropriate for her to feel? This is all of us. I'm not coming after you.
Understand.
This is all every man here. How arrogant can we be as men to think that we know better how she should feel in a circumstance?
By the same token, how can you?
That's insanity.
How can you then say, I can understand or appreciate how you might feel that way if you don't really?
You try and understand how she feels, given the fact that she's a woman and she's a different person. You know you don't feel that way, but you try to get into your mind. You say, you know what? If I was you, I can understand how you would feel.
But you can't say, I think it's okay for you to feel. You can say, I think it's okay for you to feel that way. If I really think that
just be on her side.
Just be on her team.
Okay.
Be on her team. Your opinion, again, your opinion doesn't matter. What matters is that you validate that you're there for her feelings. We don't care about your opinion. Yes.
This isn't a marriage thing, but it's the same with if you've taken any parenting courses. When your kids do something and they're, and you get upset, you get mad or whatever, and they're freaking out or they're crying their eyes out, and you're thinking, like, this is so inappropriate. You have to tell them that, you know, I know you're sad. You have to understand their feelings, whether it's appropriate, it's the right thing. It's the same thing. Anytime somebody you love or you're having a relationship with has a feeling, it's not yours to judge or decide if that's the right feeling. You have to just say, I know you're feeling that, or I understand. You don't have to say, you're right to feel like that, or you're wrong to feel like that.
Because it's not about right and wrong. That is the way she feels. That's the way she feels. What are you going to do? Yeah.
I think we should take a poll of the women in this room to see how many women want just validation and agreement, and how many women want a true opinion of their husbands.
Sure. Okay. You want the poll? Maya wants a poll. Let's take a poll. Women, you have an issue that you're dealing with. How many of you want your husband's opinion? Okay, I'll try most of that. You never do a poll like that with women. It's impossible. Depends on the circumstance, and it depends on this and that. And this. Oh, you're right. It depends. Most of the time, would you rather have his opinion or his validation, listening, validation, and empathy? How many people would choose number two, door number two? All the hands went up. Of course. Opinions are a dime a dozen. Connection is rare.
When the woman actually wants the opinion, the onus is on the woman to make that very clear. And
right.
She will do that by saying, could you help me find a solution?
Yes.
What is a strategy for this?
Yes.
She will make it very clear that she's
very
looking for
clear.
That.
And the man should know that unless she really asks for it clearly, she doesn't want it. I'll say that again. Unless your wife asks very, very clearly for your opinion to work towards a solution, she doesn't want it. She's looking for validation and empathy.
What if it's a situation that involves you? Something that's going to happen with your kids, or something that she might do at her job that's going to... You think she's really making a mistake if she tells you she's going to do something and you completely disagree with that. You're supposed to just say, okay. I mean...
Well, you got to work on the technique a little bit, but yeah.
I mean,
that's a little better.
Are you supposed to give your opinion? Say, I don't think it's a good idea.
No, you are not supposed to give your opinion. Then.
So just let her get fired and then.
No, then. You're not supposed to give her opinion then. Let her work through it. Let her see that you're on her side 100%. And then once the issue's no longer huge, you say, can we talk about what happened? Because I'm nervous for you because there's something that I picked up. Can we talk about that? Later. But not while she's working through the issue.
It really speaks to this man. It really speaks to the arrogance of the man at large, to think that he alone could control the woman's keeping or being fired of her job.
That was just an example.
No. Right. But the idea that the man has that power, which of course he does not. That's very arrogant.
You see, I specifically use these examples because this is where men and women diverge. The gap is huge. It's really hard for men to honestly believe that women are like this. It's very difficult. It's really difficult. You mean you're troubled by something, and just by talking about it and connecting through it, that's how it goes away? Let's flip it the other side and see if we get a little more clarity. What if the man has an issue to discuss? So let's say, women, you walk in and he's on the phone, and this is what's going on. This is the example we use. So he slams the phone down and you walk in and you say, what happened? You say, you can't believe what just happened. What? At work, you know, Bob just stole one of my clients. I've been working on it for 6 months. And he stole one of my clients and he embarrassed me in front of the boss. And I lost that. What is a woman going to want to do being a woman? Get more details. Honey, let's talk about it. Ladies, what you've just done now is given him two problems. First problem is the problem that he has to work out at work. What's the second problem?
He has to talk to you.
Oh, now all of a sudden, exactly, he has to talk to you. Now all of a sudden it became a relationship issue. Because if he doesn't discuss it with you, what are you thinking? What kind of a relationship do we have that you won't talk your feelings out to me? Women, rule number one with men. Never, ever, ever discuss a man's feelings with him while he is feeling them. I'll say it again. Never discuss a man's feelings with him while he is feeling them. Because this is what he hears. Honey, do you want to talk about this? And he's like, no. Okay, because he knows he can't say no. So tell me, how do you feel? What do you mean, how do I feel? I feel like an idiot. And by talking about it, what you're now doing is making him relive those feelings he just went through, compounding the problem and making it worse. And stirring the pot and making him feel even worse. Exactly what you as a woman needed to work out the problem to him exacerbates the problem. Makes it worse. Adds fuel to the fire. So this is what a woman should say when a man has an issue or a problem. This is the golden words, women. You should go up to him and you go, wow, I see you have something that you need to work out. Why don't you go work it out any way you want, and I'll hold down the fort and I'll be here for you when you get back for anything you need. Allowing him to go and work it out the way he needs to or wants to work it out. Generally, how do guys work out their feelings or problems? Well, what about if they're really feeling them? Drink. Okay, very good one. Sport. No, if I'm really agitated by something, am I in a position when I'm very agitated about something to start solving the problem? What do I need to do first as a man? Somehow cool off. So how do men cool off? Could be he has a drink. Maybe it's some healthiest way. Blow off steam. Go down to the basement. Kickbox. You run around. What I do is I go for a walk or a run around the block. Do something like that. Just try to get my feelings in check a little bit. Because I know that I can't deal with the problem. I can't deal with the problem while I'm feeling agitated inside. It's a foreign world for me, this crazy world of emotions inside. So what I need to do is I need to say, okay, let me see if I can just settle it down so I can solve the problem. Most of the time, what does he not want to do? Talk about it. He does not want to talk about it most of the time, especially to work it out. There are some times that he does want to talk about it. And a lot of those times, he doesn't want to talk to you about it. And this is a hard thing. You know, I'll have an issue, and my wife will say, you know, I see you. Go ahead. Work it out any way you want. And then I'll say, okay, listen, I got to go call my dad. Really, I need to talk to him about it. So how do you feel, woman, when he does that? What kind of a relationship do we have? How can you? That's it. You know what? You got to get over it, women. You got to get over it. I have it rough personally. How so? Well, my marriage is the paradigm marriage. But you know what? When I want to work it out, I want to work it out the way I need to work it out as a man, not the way you would need to work it out as a woman. So as a woman, you have to say, okay, honey, go work it out any way you want, and I'll be here for you. When you do that, you know what starts happening? Funny thing. It starts talking to you more and more. Because he doesn't have to. Once he gets the choice and he doesn't feel now it's a marital issue, he'll say, okay, well, maybe I can use her as a resource now because I know it's not a marital issue. And he can start working out the problem, sometimes with you, sometimes not with you. Sometimes he just needs to just blow off some steam. Sometimes not. Whatever it is, let him do it the way he needs to do it. Phil. Sometimes a man needs to be validated in the way the woman needs to be validated. Sometimes. Depends on the circumstance. Sometimes
so women
not.
Should be all the time?
Pardon?
Should women be validated all the time?
Yes.
Men should only be validated occasionally?
One of the very few times that they actually need it.
I don't get that one.
Well, I'll give you an example. Somebody stole your client, something you've been working on. You certainly don't want your woman to validate. What was your name? Gary. Gary gave the example. What about if the woman felt like an idiot at work? Should you validate her feelings? So I said to her, yes, validate her feelings anyway, because for her it's more important that she feels your validation. Does it work the flip side? Do you want to be validated that you feel like an idiot by your wife? Any man, you want it? I don't. There may be sometimes. There may be some times where I need the validation, and I'll tell her, honey, let's talk about it. And a woman, she'll validate your feelings. Don't worry about it. She's good at it. Because that's the way she speaks to her girlfriend. She's good at it. So when you approach her, you'll get that validation. Maybe for you it's more than other men. That's okay. Any other questions? Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I was waiting for Mr. Mike. Oh. But if...
Same as Dave, not Mike.
That.
I'm kidding.
But if men want the straight deal about what they're feeling, then why wouldn't they want to be... I don't know. I mean, I can't put myself in a position at the moment. You just said that men wouldn't want their feelings to be validated if they felt like an idiot. But if they want to be dealt with straight and to the point, then if your wife feels like, yeah, you were wrong, you should feel like an idiot, why wouldn't you want her to say that to you because you always want it to be straight?
Is that a real question? You're really asking me how come a guy doesn't want his wife to call him an idiot?
What I'm saying is, if I'm going to talk to her and I want her opinion,
then
I'm going to want her opinion. Even if she tells me that I'm wrong, I'm going to want to hear. If I want the real opinion, then I want the real opinion.
Okay.
I don't want her to tell me, you know, oh, it's okay if that's not what she thinks.
Good. Then communicate that to her, because that's not what she's going to do naturally. Because naturally what she's going to do is validate and say, you know, I'm there for you. You ever hear two women speak to each other on the phone or speak to each other when they're dealing with problems? It's one huge validation fest. It's unbelievable. I hear my wife with one of her friends on the phone. It's just the way you feel, like, I'm just, my heart's breaking for you. I understand it's terrible. And she's with her completely. That's how naturally they are. You want her opinions? You want to say, give it to me straight, baby? Tell her. And then maybe she will. But that one doesn't happen most of the time. That doesn't happen most of the time. Okay. Any other questions on this topic specifically? Okay, I want to just shift to the next subject, because it's very important, which is a building up on this subject, is that it's extremely important, very, very, very important, that the two of you are constantly on each other's team. That you are always on each other's team. You never, ever take somebody else's side over your wife or over your husband. Never. Why this is a natural lead-in? Because you asked, what happens if you disagree with her? So let's say, I'll give you just a couple examples. Let's say that she's having an argument with her mother or whatever it may be, her father, and you agree with the mother. So, you want honesty, friend? You want to be honest? You got to turn to your wife and say, listen to your mother. She's making a really good point. I agree with mom there. Would you do that? Never, ever, ever, ever do that. Never, ever take somebody else's side against your spouse. Even if you agree with them, you're there on her team or on his team 100% of the time. If you do disagree, when do you discuss it?
Later,
in private, in a very nice, loving way. You can talk about it. You know, maybe your mom had a point. Can we discuss it? Maybe your dad had a point. Maybe we can talk about it. But at the time, you're on your spouse's side 100% of the time. You know, I see people in line at, let's say, the supermarket. There's a husband and a wife in line at the supermarket. And, you know, the checkout person will say, you know, $18 and blah, blah, blah. And the guy will give a $10 bill. And the checkout person will turn to him and say, I said 18. And the wife will turn to the checkout and says, oh, he always does things like this. Oh, he's so forgetful. Honey, why don't you pay more attention? My heart breaks. I'm telling you, my heart breaks. The wife in that circumstance just took sides with a stranger over the spouse. Or in a restaurant. You know, in a restaurant where the husband, I'm menu challenged, personally. When I look at a menu, I start at the very first thing and I go to the last thing and I taste everything in my mind. I go through the entire menu tasting it in my mind before I order, because I want to experience it to see if that's what I really want. So for people to go to restaurants with me is horrible for them, because I just take so long and so long and so long. You know, and imagine if, you know, the wife was like that and the husband was going, you know, honey, the waiter's there. Hurry up. It's ridiculous. Be on your wife's side. Be on your husband's side. Never, ever take somebody else aside. God forbid it's with a stranger. Even worse, it's with a friend. Even worse, it's parents. And even worse, children. Always take your spouse aside in public. Always, always, always. What happens if you do completely disagree? Well then, tell her later. I even take this so far most of the time, at least this is where this is the level I'm trying to work at, is that even if there's just a discussion, let's say we're at our, you know, at our table and we have guests, and there's a discussion, a political discussion or a philosophical discussion, and my wife makes a point that I think she's wrong. So what can I do? One of two things. It's an honest discussion. I can say, you're wrong, and this is why. I don't do that. But it's just a discussion. It's just an idea. No, I'm on my wife's team. It's more important to me that we present a united front, and she sees I'm there for her, than winning an argument, seeing that, you know, she's wrong. If I do have a different opinion, I'll say, you know, that's very interesting. What do you think about this way of looking at it? Without contradicting. And just give a different way of looking at it. Constantly focus. We're on the same team. We're on the same team all the time. Any questions? Yeah.
It's true what you're saying, just like for practicality. Let's say you're at the checkout and you did happen to make a mistake. So what do you say? That you don't say she's right, but you want to solve the problem because you don't want to hold the line up. So what do?
Just give another $8.
Oh, yourself, just give another. Oh, okay. What about if you don't have $8 and the other person has all the money?
Honey, give him $8.
Oh, okay.
All I'm saying is just be on each other's teams. Like, who cares? Yeah.
What if there's something with your kids and it's they ask one of the parents a question, you're both sitting there, or permission for something, and the one parent is like so way off what you normally do, and maybe they're like having a bad day or whatever, and right away the answer no comes out or whatever, and you know that shouldn't be the answer, and they look at you like, because they always do that, because they always want to get the right answer. So what do you say? Like, do you say, we'll talk, like, if you say, well, we'll talk it over.
So what I do, what I do with my wife, what she does with me, is that we say, I back her up 100%. That's what Ema said. That's what Mommy said. That's what it is. And then a little bit later, I'll go to my wife and I'll say, do you think that maybe that was too much? Yeah, I think that you should go back and maybe say, I think I made a mistake. It was because I was angry. But this is the real consequence. And let her do it. But you show a united front. Always. There's one exception, which we're going to talk about next week. But besides that exception, always. Yeah.
It's easy enough to stand up against her parents. What about your own parents?
100%.
Even you're supposed to, because you're a rabbi and all this, I mean, you're really supposed to go against your own parents, and, I mean, I usually just shut down in that situation. But
that's a tough one, because you're caught between honoring your mother and father and being on your wife's team. So I have a very good piece of advice. Again, this is for next week's class, but I have a very interesting piece of information, which is, the very important information is this. You say to your wife and you say to your parents in advance, always, I will never, ever give an opinion when it deals with the two of you at the time. So if the three of us or four of us are in the room and they're disagreeing, I will never give an opinion. Completely stand back. Now, what about if your wife needs you to, and your parents are there, and they need you, and you're in the middle of something huge? That's really tough. But my suggestion is be on your wife's team, and then discuss it with your parents later. But at the time, be on your wife's team. It's most important. Always, always on your wife's team. And if it's a mistake, you'll deal with your parents later. Your parents are much easier to get to forgive you than your wife. Much easier. Okay, any other questions? One more. Yeah.
What if you and your spouse have a fight and you have a need to discuss it with a friend? Is this going against not standing by your husband or wife if you go and discuss about your husband issues you're having to a friend outside the marriage?
As long as he's not there.
But he's doing the same thing, so now...
As long as he's not there.
Is it disrespectful?
No, I don't think it's disrespectful at all. If you need that in order to work it out, it's a very healthy thing to do. Extremely healthy, but not when he's there.
Right.
I've seen people discuss problems in their relationship at my Shabbos table. At my table. They're there as a couple. At the dinner table, they're there as a couple, and they start arguing with each other in front of me.
Maybe they're hoping you'll counsel them.
I'm like, what are you doing? Be on each other's team. Be on each other's team. You can't believe what he does. Don't present a united front all the time, 100% of the time. Incredible what it does for your relationship. Incredible what that does for your relationship.
That would be fight behind closed doors kind of thing.
Cool, that's next week. We'll talk about how to fight. But absolutely be on each other's team. The other thing in terms of being on each other's team, it's very important. You know, I'm going to save that till next week. I want to make one more point for tonight, and that's the point of criticism. Yeah. Is criticism good? This is the lead-in for next week's class. Is criticism good for a marriage? How many people think yes?
Well, if it's constructive.
Okay. How many people, if it's constructive criticism, how many people think it's a good thing? How many
people
think it's bad? Bad? Okay, so what is criticism? That's destructive criticism. What's constructive criticism?
Well, you're telling the person the wrong thing, but in a nice way, and it will not put the person down.
Okay, you're telling the person.
For it,
can you? How can you not have criticism in a marriage? Constructive. Not talking about destructive. You're an idiot. Not talking about that. Talking about constructive criticism. You see them do something that's harmful to them. That's not right. That's bad. You can help them with a personality trait. You have an insight into the way they deal with people. How can you not approach them about it? Isn't that what marriage is about? Don't you want to help your spouse grow? Criticism is extremely necessary in a relationship.
Growing and talking about what you can do to improve it. I mean, that's constructive criticism. You just don't want it on a daily basis.
Right. Well,
right.
You have to do it in a nice way. It's actually a law in Judaism.
Yeah.
It's a law in Judaism that you have to give criticism.
Right.
It's called tochacha. You have to give criticism. It's if you don't, you're violating a precept in the Torah. You have to give criticism. But how do you give criticism?
Well, it's not easy.
Well, I got to tell you, the law in Judaism, it's brilliant, talks about how to give criticism. It says that if you are giving criticism and at the time you're giving it, you're not feeling love for the person, you can't give it. If you don't feel love, I'll give you an example of this. There's a law in Judaism that you can't show anger to your children when you feel angry. While you are feeling angry, you can't show anger. But there are times where you have to show anger to your children. They must see that there's certain things that are inappropriate, where they have to see that they went over the limit in certain areas and that there's anger. But you can't do it while you're feeling angry. So if they need anger, you have to give them anger for them, not because you're feeling angry, not to blow off steam. Next, we're going to talk about what anger really is.
And also there's another halacha, too, with that. I think that if you feel that that other person is not going to listen to you right now, also don't give it.
Right, exactly. That's another one, is that if they won't listen to your criticism, you can't give the criticism. So how do you give criticism with love? How do you give criticism with love? There's many ways.
You have to tell them nicely.
Where, you don't like your wife's haircut as much as the previous one, and you could say, you know, honey, I loved your haircut last time.
Oh, Phil, you're a braver man than me.
I guess.
I would never go there, yeah.
Give criticism when you're upset about something.
Right, that's the first thing. You can't give criticism when you're angry and when you're upset. That's right.
You should put some positive feedback in while you're doing it.
Here's the Pamensky rule of criticism. It's called a 5-to-1 rule. Pamensky rule of criticism, 5-to-1 rule. You have to compliment your spouse 5 times for every criticism. If you can't give 5 compliments, verbalize and show 5 compliments to your spouse, you're never, ever allowed to criticize. Because otherwise it just feels like you're criticizing all the time. But if it's coming through love, if most of the time it's coming out, you're wonderful, I love the way you did that, you're so smart that this and this, and you're constantly complimenting, genuinely, when the time for a criticism comes, they know it's coming from love. So you can't do it when you're angry, obviously, but when, as long as you, 5-to-1 rule, 5 compliments to every criticism. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, everybody's thinking, they're going, well, here comes 1 compliment, 2, 3rd compliment, 4th, 5th compliment, uh-oh. Here comes a criticism. Obviously, you're not counting them. It's not like that. But you are getting so used to complimenting so that when the criticism comes up, they'll be open and receptive to listening because they know it's coming out of love. Most of the time, people shut down for criticism because they feel like they are being attacked. Like you don't love them for who they are at this moment. But if you're constantly reassuring that I love you, you're the greatest, you're everything I wanted, and this is why, blah, 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 blah. When their criticism comes, she loves me anyway. Yeah.
What time frame is it? Five compliments in a row or over a day or?
It depends. What's the time frame for the criticisms?
Oh, okay. So, well,
if you're going to be if you're going to be constructively criticizing once a year. So I guess you could compliment once every 2 months, yeah.
I learned in management courses that one thing you never do is give the compliments and then use the word but.
Nah,
that
terrible.
Negates all the compliments.
Absolutely, because you know it's coming.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Bad one. That was wonderful that you did that, but... How do you do it? Just constantly compliment your wife. And then when it's time to criticize, just go in and I love...
Don't join the team.
Right. I love you with all my heart, but what you did was inappropriate, and this is why. It made me feel like that, blah, blah, blah. But not at the same... It's not a process. Compliment, criticize. It's an attitude. Constantly complimenting to get to... And then you'll criticize. Yes, Maya.
How many times can you repeat the same criticism? Like, let's say, you know, it's something for the person's good. Like, let's say something like you want them to exercise more, something to that effect. And Like, is there a rule as to how many times you can repeat it before you should give up?
That's called nagging.
No, that's a good, this is an excellent question. The question was, how many times can a person be criticized over and over and over again before you should give up? You know, I think you should exercise. Exercising would be really good for you. Why don't you start exercising? You know how you feel great when you exercise. How many times should exercise, exercise, exercise? I mean, it's going. Well, the truth is that if you say it in a loving way, you can do it for the rest of your life.
Thanks.
Sorry about that, buddy. But you can do it, and you shouldn't give up. There are certain, especially women to men, I mean, there's certain things that it will take him 10 years to get. But as long as it's in a loving way.
Your reasons why you think the person should exercise. As
sure,
example.
You can explain all you want. Doesn't mean he's going to do it now. May take him 3 years. May take him, some, God forbid, like a health issue. May take him when he turns 35 and he sees his metabolism slows down and the body seems to be affected by gravity more than it used to be 3 years ago, may take that. But you can continue to do it as long as it's in a loving way. I love the way you look when you after you've exercised. You know, when you've exercised, you're so sexy. That'll get a guy to exercise. Just in the way you do it. So before we finish, I just want to, somebody sent me an email, which are different things about woman speak versus English. Woman speak versus English. So when a woman says something like, you want, what does she mean?
I want.
How about we need?
I need.
I want. Okay, how about this one? It's your decision. The correct decision should be very obvious by now. Okay. Do what you want.
Do what I want.
Do what I say.
So this one says, you're going to pay for this later. How about this one? Sure. Go ahead.
Over my
when a woman says, sure, go ahead, what does she mean?
Over my dead body.
Okay. I'm not upset.
I'm upset.
You are upset.
Of course I'm upset, you moron! This kitchen is so inconvenient.
It's dirty. It's time to
renovate. Let's move, right? I want a new house. The car is empty. What does she mean?
I need to buy things.
Fill it up. I like this one. The dog is barking. Go outside in your underwear and see what's wrong. I want new curtains.
I want new curtains.
And carpeting and furniture and wallpaper. I love this one, but nobody laughs when I say it, but I'm going to try it every time I try it and see if it can get at least one laugh. I need wedding shoes. The other 40 pairs are the wrong shade of white. Maybe it's my silly sense of humor. Okay. Hang the picture there.
No, over there.
Right. No, I mean there. Honey, I heard a noise. Woman speak. English. I noticed you were almost asleep. Okay. Let me see if there's any more interesting ones here. Yeah, that's it. So everyone should have a great week. Don't forget to do your homework. And next week we're going to learn how to have a good fight. Good night, everybody.
We hope you've enjoyed this free MP3. Please be sure to tell your friends about happywife.com.